IFA General Manager Dennis Watson says it was about 2:30 Thursday afternoon, the day before the 9/11 anniversary, when an IFA employee at the Hollis Terminal on Prince of Wales Island found a suspicious-looking item in the trash can.
Our terminal manager was not at work that day, so she called her up. She came and looked at it and was also very concerned and called the troopers. And the troopers came and took a look at it, and they said, we want everybody out of the buildings. We want to place, you know, a 300-foot blast zone around the area.
Watson says troopers took photos and looked at the terminal surveillance video to see who had put the item in the garbage can. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says they were able to identify that person.
After doing some investigation and looking at some surveillance and stuff, we were able to contact the person that threw the item away, and it turns out it was just an alarm clock that had gotten broken, and so they discarded it.
Watson says the item in question was not obviously a broken clock.
I saw a picture of the suspicious item, and I definitely would have called the troopers in on it. You know, it looked like the real deal.
Peter says the employees who called troopers to investigate did the right thing.
We do, or we appreciate people being cautious, and that's what should happen when there's any kind of suspicion surrounding devices, especially when it comes to our travel everywhere. But this one, it just seems that it was a broken alarm clock, so the person threw it away.
While troopers were investigating the device, the ferry that makes daily runs between Ketchikan and Hollis was ordered to turn back to Ketchikan. Watson says once they got the all clear, the ferry started again for Prince of Wales and got in about 3 hours later than its usual arrival time. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.